主啊，农历一六年正月二三，主日礼拜，刚德家博伟志牧师，刚德礼拜，苦难中生命的灵性。
咱这是三甲阿头来祈祷。我伫天灵的阿爸爸上帝，你是无所不能、万有的主，你创造我、保守我，将你的恩惠慈爱赐予我，赐予众人。我为着这各项的福分来感谢你。主，我也要为着所受的困苦来感谢你。虽然我的心神、肉体有时痛疼悲白，不过你总是在苦难中，让我学习仰望瓦克，学习交托的信心。对安尼，我一摆搁一摆亲近你，担着甲你同行的甜蜜滋味。主，我也要为着我伫困苦中的软弱，求你赦免。有时我的信心无够野，有时埋怨。有时欠欠别人有的，袂记得为着家己丰富的稳定来感恩，求你赦免阮的罪过，洗净阮一切阮捌的罪，帮助阮行伫你的光中来生活，行伫你的道路。主，我要特别将阮的国家、阮的教会祈求眷顾，求你赐予阮的国家更加侪人捌你的福音，政府官员公正敬畏你，疼百姓。求你听着阮中间消除纠纷甲攻击，使阮有同款听即块土地的心。下礼拜阮要举行定期的好会，也求主的圣神甲阮同在，互阮所讨论、所用心的，拢是为着你的事工。阮的服侍拢会当为主做见证。最后，阮犹原要求你纪念，因为身体欠安，也是其他的原因，无法度来到阮中间的兄弟姊妹，也是伫阮中间心灵痛苦的，求你亲手医治、安慰，用你的恩惠补助阮所欠亏。阮满心感谢，拢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。阿门。
听阮祈祷，主听阮祈祷，主听阮祈祷，求主来平安。阿门。
请各位来祈祷。主必的主，当我到你面前的时候，我要将自己变作活祭来交托你，来求你接纳我，让我超到你面前的，无论是过去我所经验的恩典，也是所要献出感谢的懊恼，也是日常生活中所受的困难甲忧伤，所带到你面前吐气的祈祷，我拢恳求上帝你爱伊听我的祈祷，求你阿明来看我。让我们就近你施恩造成的，我们的心灵会得到安息，得到稳定，来拥抱我们，帮助我们，让我们在每一日的生活中更加体贴上帝的意思，让我们所行的道路会当因为有主甲我们做伙，来发出欢喜、感谢、和乐的声。我若特别少年刚入教会中，有兄弟身体欠安，伫病院、伫病床，我恳求上帝你透过医药、透过医生。透过我们的祈祷，透过你圣神的开力来照顾、安慰、来医治这些兄弟，我也求你也甲这些病痛兄弟的家庭做伙，求你让有开力、有希望，在主日内面得到相属的开力。我也要为着下主日的好会来祈祷，求你相属圣灵充满在会议的中间，让疫情一切拢会平安顺利进行。透过国事办部部长。甲团体所长，去年主工的检讨，以及未来新的一年计划方向，和全体会友、甲长久甲牧者，大家甘心为着共同的目标来努力，热情牧养，灵命进步，互阮无欠亏上帝，欠阮教会的恩典。阮今仔日的敬拜，今日拜伫主的面前，由你祝福阮，互阮这个敬拜当成做一个芳芳的献祭。来让上帝你欢喜，也特别高我国会之牧师，透过今仔日传讲的，更加体会对主来稳定的宝贵，因为主要用活命路指示阮，互毋茫喜乐充满阮，安尼祈祷恳求，拢是靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。 这时要请圣歌伫传来了上帝，因要吟的诗歌是《智慧园林》。啊，再来看上帝的话，记载在新约使徒行传第二章25-28节。因为大卫有记忆讲，我看主常常在我的面前，伊站在我的正边，让我免忧担，所以我的心欢喜，我的志快乐。搁在我的肉体，也要在伊的恩望中，因为你无将我的灵魂埋在阴间，也无要让你的圣者拄着羞辱。 你要用活命路支持我，要用我在你的面前满心快乐。我们要请博尔兹牧师来为我们敬德，他的讲题是苦难中生命的灵性。
Boker Tov.
大家好讚。
My name is Ariel.
我叫做 Ariel.
And we've been here before several times already.
其實我過去已經來過幾十次了。
And it's a wonderful privilege to be back here again.
所以今天也很高興可以再來這裡。
Devorah and I bring you greetings from our family and friends in Israel.
我跟我太太 Devorah 在後面，我們在代表說我們的朋友親戚對以色列在這裡跟大家問安。
We live in Israel where it is probably much warmer than it is right now here.
說現在我是住在以色列啦，不過我感覺說以色列現在應該比這裡更溫暖一點，我們這裡太熱。
Maybe Tainan will get some snow today.
沒想到今天台南會落雪呢，夠可憐。現在6度，我頭都有看。
This morning we shared from Isaiah chapter 53.
頭拄啊，第一堂的聚会，阮有讲，咱有讲到以赛亚书第52章、53章。
Beginning yesterday, the theme for our seminar yesterday was suffering.
就是昨有一天的聚会的主题是讲到苦难、受苦。
And while I plan to preach on something a little different than that this morning, yesterday we changed our mind.
那今仔日咱嘛是要继续过来讲这个主题。
I thought I would do something in keeping with the theme of suffering. So this morning in the first service, we preached on one of the most unique passages about suffering, Isaiah chapter
53.
There we talked about the suffering of the Messiah.
咱就是底下讲到讲弥赛亚伊所受的苦难。
How he was called to be God's servant, but he had to suffer to accomplish that purpose.
因为伊是上帝的奴仆，不过伊必须爱受苦，才有法度来完成上帝爱伊去完成的使命。
But he did not suffer as a religious martyr or as a hero. He suffered as a sacrificial offering for our sin.
不过伊唔是像遐个英雄啦，而是讲为着讲迄个为着讲宗教的原因受苦。伊是为伊之所以受苦，是为着咱要救赎咱，所以爱受苦。
And in doing so, he took away our sin and he united us with him so that we could fulfill the calling that God gave to our lives.
他受苦是真多一个，那像是祭品那款的方法来受苦，就是因为他真多一个祭品来奉献给上帝，得到我们的罪，可以因为他的牺牲和他的受苦，我们可以得到赦免。
Now I would like to talk about a second passage about suffering.
现在我们来讲到第二个跟苦难有关的部分。
I would like you to turn to Isaiah chapter
61.
This passage talks about what Messiah would do to relieve our suffering. It's a short passage, so let's read it together. Isaiah 61 verses 1, 2, and 3.
这个圣经在正底，咱会当做阵来读。恁拢有这个资料，吼、哦，这本台语汉译本有啦吼、哦。咱就大家做阵来读，干我都还是投影机给咱放出来了。大家做阵话，以赛亚书61章第一节到第三节，敢有？有吼、哦。安尼，咱做阵来读，请。主耶和华的神临到我，因为耶和华用油抹我，和我传福音和送香的人，伊找我医好伤心的人，报告受掠的得到解放，逃亡受赶的手出加牢，报告耶和华欢喜的年，甲咱的上帝报仇的日，安慰一切悲哀的人。在锡安悲哀的人用花无香树衣来替恢复，欢喜的油来替悲哀，懊恼的衫来替忧愁的心，予伊称作公义的树，就是耶和华所栽的，来显明家己的荣光。好，多谢。
Thank you. Let's pray for a moment.
咱先来祈祷。
Abba, thank you for this time to share your word.
特别，我感谢你，给我们有这个机会来分享你的话。
We ask that you would open our eyes.
求你来打开我的眼睛。
So that we can see wonderful things from your Torah.
So we can see wonderful things from your Torah.
Amen.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 4 tells us that what happened when Yeshua began his public ministry. He began his public ministry in his home synagogue in Nazareth. It was a typical Shabbat morning. They prayed together. They sang from the Psalms together. And it came time to bring out the five books of Moses to read it. They knew exactly what passages they were going to read. And so when it was read, that was not a surprise. As was the custom, after they read the five books, a section from the five books of Moses, they brought out the scroll of the prophets. That was not a surprise. It was the scheduled reading for that morning to read from Isaiah chapter
61.
That was not a surprise. And that's what Luke records that Yeshua did.
So
as an honored guest that morning, he was asked to read the section from the prophets. And his reading included the verses that we just read together. That was not a surprise. The surprise came next. When after Yeshua read for the section of the prophets, after he read these verses from Isaiah 61, he began his sermon. And the surprise was, as he looked in everybody's eyes, he said, "This passage is speaking about me." That was a shock. It's incredibly important that Yeshua began his public ministry by applying these verses to himself. This is a messianic passage. It has always been considered by the Jewish people, even before Yeshua, to be a messianic passage. It is a passage that tells us what the Messiah would do when he came for us. It doesn't tell us everything. The other part of the story was this morning's passage, Isaiah 53. But this passage uses four verbs to what the Messiah would do for his people. It begins in verse 1 where it says this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's what Yeshua said. Because the Lord has anointed me. The word that we translate anointed there is the word Mashach.
It's a
word that we, from which we get the word Messiah or Messiah.
就是Messiah，就是弥赛亚这个字，弥赛亚这个字的发音就成的。
So Yeshua was saying to the people, God's Spirit is upon me because I am the Messiah.
So Yeshua的意思是说，现在上帝的神在我的心中是为什么？因为我就是弥赛亚。
Then he goes and by using four verbs, he goes and tells what he came to do for us.
因为他说了这十条，他就是用四个动词，让大家知道说，弥赛亚来，他到底要创什么？
First of all,
so, 第一个,
he says he came to preach the good news.
他说他要来传福音。
Well, he is the good news.
因为他耶稣本身就是一个好消息。
That means he came to present himself.
意思是说，他自己来这来代表他自己。
It says he came to preach the good news to those who are poor or afflicted.
他说他来传福音给那些受苦的人，伤心的人。
The Hebrew word poor or afflicted could have to do with not having enough money.
一般我们说，送香的人，可能是比较没钱的人。
But it doesn't make sense in the context.
不过你若只看这个圣经，你会感觉应该不是安尼的。
This is not a passage that we can use to teach about social work ministry.
因为这个咱若像，不是要用这个圣经来讲一寡这个社会问题。
A person could be poor and have lots of money.
一个人，他可能真善。
My father used to say, we're rich, and someday we're going to have money.
我爸爸以前都说，哦，我们很好的，有一天，我们家一定会很有钱的。
He understood this.
为什么他这样说?
But the kind of poor that Yeshua was preaching himself to is this.
是耶稣所说的那些比较善良的人，是这样的人。
Those who are humbled and bankrupt in spirit.
是他的意思是说，是那些在他的心灵啊，是心神内底呢，较松香的、较破碎的那款的人。
They were a humbled people because they were not free. The Romans were ruling over them.
这是为什么会这样说？因为在耶稣那个时代，因是被罗马人管的，所以因是一个较卑微的人，因为因无自由。
And the Romans were afflicting them.
是那些罗马人呢，都在给因折磨。
But even if the Romans were not there, they were still not free.
不过呢，所以中共人啊，罗马人无在遐啦。不过，遐犹太人犹原是无自由的。They
were bound up in their own sin.
因为啥？因为因拢有因家己的罪，因为受着因家己的罪的限制。And
they were not alive spiritually.
因的灵性不是真正那就活的。
These are the people that Yeshua came to preach the good news to.
耶稣来就是要将伊的好消息来传予这些人知。
To those who are bound up in their own lives, sin left them spiritually dry and desperate.
伊就是要来传福音予伊好些，因为家己的罪，得到讲无法度得到逃亡的人，伊要将这款的福音来传予这些人。
So right from the very beginning, Yeshua says, I've come here to preach good news to you.
所以耶稣一开始就说，我来就是要将这个好消息给您讲。
I am the solution to your problems.
您不管有什么问题，来我家，你就会当得到答案和解决。
Someday I will relieve you of all oppressors like the Romans and everybody else that wants to oppress you.
有一天我会将恁对遐，不管是罗马人啦，还是任何一个原因啦，遐限制、限制内底，我会甲恁逃亡出来。
But right now, I have come to relieve you that which oppresses you the most.
不过，今晚我来，我就是要将恁对遐，哈，限制恁啦，限制恁，伤害恁上大的人遐，要甲恁逃亡出来。
And that's your sin.
这是什么？就是罪，要将甲你对罪中间甲你逃亡出来。
So, in that synagogue in Nazareth.
所以，咱会当讲伫拿撒勒，拿撒勒迄个会堂内底。
As Yeshua began his public ministry,
耶稣开始伊的服侍。
He began it with a tone of preaching good news.
伊拄啊一开始伊就讲啥，伊要先来传好的消息。
Secondly,
第二个,
it says in verse 1,
嘛是刚刚第一章,
Yes, he, that's God, has sent me, Yeshua, to bind up the brokenhearted.
伊嘛讲吼，伊就是上帝差遣我，就是耶稣去医好遐伤心的人。
This is a reference to Yeshua's healing ministry. It's a message to those who are in need of healing. It's a message to those whose hearts are broken. But when he says broken hearted, however, we need to remember that Yeshua was not speaking Chinese or English or Greek, he was speaking Hebrew or Aramaic.
So we need to remember that Yeshua was not speaking Chinese or English or Greek, he was speaking Hebrew or Aramaic.
And in the Semitic languages, the word that we translate heart really means mind. And that's a very appropriate word to use here. They were in need of healing because of their desperate situation. But they did not owe their desperate situation only to the external things like the Romans and everybody else who wanted to oppress them and cheat them. They owed their desperate situation to faulty thinking. Their minds were in need of healing. To these people, Yeshua says, I've come to bind you up and to heal you. Because of their faulty thinking, they became what is called broken hearted or broken minded, if you would. They felt their woundedness. They perceived themselves as people that were oppressed and humiliated. Because of their faulty thinking, they were not able to walk upright before their God as God made them to walk. So Yeshua says, I've come to bind these people up. There's a beautiful modern illustration from Israel about what Yeshua came to give them. The word that Yeshua uses in the text when he says, I came to bind you up, is the word lachbosh. That's a Hebrew word that means to bind something up. The noun that's derived from that verb is the word tachboshet. Tachboshet. What is a tachboshet? A tachboshet is a long white bandage.
Long white bandage.
Yeah, it's a long white piece of cloth.
但很伊拉拉波沙，意思是那像讲咱的绷带有哦，还是讲几短、足长、足大的布。
And when people are in need of healing, if they are wounded and they need some healing, they wrap the person up in this tachboshet.
其实就那像讲有人受伤啦，你用一块足长的布甲甲绑起来，安尼就是迄个意思。
We have an Israeli friend who was born and raised in Israel. And she was raised in a small settlement. Where all the mothers in the settlement were the mothers for all the kids. And it was one big family. Where people watched out for each other and was they lived together in harmony. And if a little child fell down and hurt itself, all the mothers in hearing distance would come rushing out to see what was the matter with the child. And they would bring with them their tachboshet. And the first mother to get there would come to the child and wrap them up in the tachboshet, wrap their wound in the tachboshet. And as they did so, they would hold the child and comfort him with their words and wrap their wounds. And it wasn't just the talk of bullshit, it was the whole healing experience.
So,
And our Israeli friends talks about how comforting that was to experience that kind of care and concern. If that's true on a human level, it is more so true on God's level. You could say that Yeshua came to give us a tachboshet. We have created our own problems because of our faulty thinking. We have deep-seated wounds that need healing. And it's not just our own faulty thinking. It's being oppressed by others. Whatever the cause, Yeshua says, I've come to give you a tachboshet. I've come to bring God's tachboshet and hold you and talk to you and wrap you up with my own self. Yeshua wasn't just some healer who sets up a tent someplace, has some fancy music playing, and speaks the words and people do something. When he says, I've come to heal you, to bind you up, he comes to us personally. He holds us close to himself. He speaks comforting words to us. And he binds us up with his healing touch. That's what it means when it says Yeshua came to heal. So first of all, in this passage, Yeshua came to preach good news. Secondly, he came to heal. Thirdly, it says in verse 1, he came to preach good news to the afflicted or to the humbled. He sent me to bind up the broken minded. Thirdly, he came to proclaim. To proclaim means to announce. To make an important announcement. What did Yeshua come to announce? Well, at least two things. First of all, he says he came to proclaim liberty to captives. This is not the beginning of a prison ministry here. Who were the captives? In Isaiah, In Isaiah's day, it was Isaiah's own people that were taken captive to Assyria and to Babylon.
你若讲伫以赛亚的时代，什么人是被掠的？就是遐犹太人有的人吼掠去叙利亚，掠去别个国家。
In Yeshua's day, it was his own people again who were held captive by the Romans and other oppressors. So on that level, Yeshua came to proclaim liberty. But the thing is, they were still held by the Romans. Did the Messiah fail? No, that day is yet to come. There's a deeper captivity that Yeshua came to address. Paul words it like this in Romans. He says this. We are slaves to sin. They were not free because they were slaves. To sin. Their own sin bound them up. That's a major part of what Isaiah 53 says. Yeshua came to take away that sin. The people were also bound up by the false hopes of sinful leaders. They were putting their trust in the political system to relieve them of their problems. That will always leave people frustrated. And they were bound up by their own darkness of their how they treated each other. Yeshua says, I came to proclaim liberty to such people. I came to proclaim freedom to these people who are held prisoner by their own sin and by their own society. There's something else he came to proclaim. That's in verse 2. He says, I came to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Those are things we don't often talk about. Yeshua came to announce God's eternal plan for them. For those who would come to Him, they would experience immeasurable and eternal grace and mercy and compassion. And for them, that he came to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
So he 就是要来讲，要来宣告耶和华欢喜的喜年。
This is figurative poetic language that says he came to proclaim eternal life to them.
其实你也当安尼讲，伊就是哪里一来要宣告永远的话名给伊。
But to those who reject him, the message is quite different. For them, the eternity will not be so good. It would be a time when they would experience God's answer to their sin. The choice is theirs. So Yeshua came to proclaim these things to his people, and he did just that. To those who came to him out of humility, out of desire of need, and saw their sin and wanted to be forgiven,
对下讲谦卑来敲锤伊，恩望家己的罪，会当得到赦免的人。
Yeshua says, "It's all yours by God's grace and mercy, a life of eternity with your God."
因为你安尼，所以我要将永远的活命啊，甲你甲天父的之间的关系，这些拢赏赐给你。
But to those who rejected him,
不过对下拒绝伊的人
if they were to die in that rejected state, they would experience what the penalty of God for their own personal sin.
总讲，因若甲死拢无愿意接受上帝，安尼因就爱接受迄款的永远的对上帝遐来的处罚。
So, first of all, in this passage, Yeshua says he came to preach good news.
在第一，咱有看到讲耶稣来要传好的消息，传福音。
Secondly, he says he came to heal.
第二，伊讲到讲伊来要医治。
Thirdly, he came to preach or proclaim.
再来第三，咱看到都就是来，伊要来宣告。
And lastly,
那上第四个上尾一个。
He came to comfort.
伊要来安慰。
In Isaiah's writing, this is a throwback to Isaiah chapter 40.
咱会当看到讲伫以赛亚书第四十章。
In Isaiah's day.
伫以赛亚迄个时阵。
Isaiah was speaking in his own day and looking ahead to the future when his people need an immeasurable amount of comfort.
你会当讲伫两千几年前啊，以赛亚是对伊迄个时代的人讲话。不过伊犹原嘛看到未来的代志，所以伊嘛对未来的人在讲话。
Because of their unfaithfulness to God's covenants, God would have to discipline them. This would be after years upon years upon years of tolerating their sin and warning them to return and come back to Him. But eventually it would happen.
不过不管怎样，就是讲管教的那天哦，一定会到，一定会给人管教。
First, the Assyrians would come and take part of the people away.
第一，就是讲遐亚述会对北部来，给因的人带啊掠去。
Then Isaiah looks ahead of his time after his own death and sees the Babylonians coming.
啊，过来迄个时阵，以赛亚伫伊家己迄个年代，伊嘛看到讲巴比伦后来伊嘛会来到这个所在，给因的人掠去。
And when they would come.
They
would destroy God's house.
The
sacred location of His special presence here on earth. And as the people saw the temple going up in flames, they cried and they cried and they cried.
并且讲，伊嘛看到讲，当下迄阵来百姓看到圣殿，吼毁坏，然后足侪人吼抬死，然后规地啊咧放火烧，因地啊足悲伤足痛苦的，伊拢有看到。
But their suffering would not be over.
不过因的苦难唔是安尼就结束啊。
The Babylonians wouldn't just destroy the house of God; they would destroy the city, the capital city, Jerusalem. But they would destroy the country, and they would take thousands upon thousands of people captive.
所以在巴比伦人不是只把圣殿把毁坏，不是只把耶路撒冷城把毁坏，并且说他们把整个国家甚至所有的人很多人都给他们抓去。
And after they took and those who they didn't take captive they would just slay with the sword.
总共如果没有抓去的可能是都给他们死。
Yeshua was facing the exact same situation in his day.
其实在耶稣那个时候两千年前耶稣那个时代也是差不多。
Their country was miserable because of what they had done by being unfaithful to God's covenants. The Romans were already there oppressing them. And about 40 years after Yeshua spoke these words, disaster would strike again.
那其实在伫耶稣出世了后，就是上天了后，咱就看到讲，这款圣殿被毁坏的代志，搁一再发生啊。
The same thing that Isaiah saw would happen again to Israel.
就那像讲以赛亚所看到的迄个情形，搁一再伫以色列在发生啊。
The temple would be burned.
就是讲迄个圣殿啊，被烧甲烧去啊。
The city ravaged.
And
tens of thousands of people would be slain or taken away by made to be slaves.
有很多人都被抓去，啊，不就是都被人卖去变做奴仆。
Yeshua came to minister to such people. It is as if his people were in a constant state of mourning. It's like many religious Jews today. They dress in black. Because that, to them it's a symbol of being in mourning. They are in mourning over centuries upon centuries of being oppressed and afflicted and persecuted. And they are in mourning because the house of their God no longer is there among them. So Yeshua says in Isaiah 61 at the end of verse 2 and through verse 3. He says he came to comfort all those who mourn. The Hebrew word that we translate comfort is a beautiful word. It's from the same Hebrew word from which we get the word womb. It's picturing kind of like the motherly aspect of God. It's showing us that even though we think God might be silent through our suffering, He says, don't think that. Our God is like a mother over a child. When our children are hurting, a mother draws the children into her womb.
就好，就那亲像讲哦，当一个囡仔受伤的时阵，妈妈紧来甲抱来，那抱在伊的胸腔前，那像在伊的腹肚才胸腔前，甲抹掉掉。
Just as a mother comforts those who are born from her womb, so God comforts those who are born from His womb.
就那亲像讲，做妈妈安那去安慰伊对腹肚所生出来囡仔，啊，就那亲像讲，咱的上帝嘛是安那在安慰对伊遐所生出来的咱。
They mourned the loss of their nation. The loss of their loved ones. The loss of their own dignity and self-worth. And the loss of the proper leadership. In verse 3, Yeshua uses three verbal pictures to picture how he would comfort. The first picture is that of a funeral. It says in verse 3, he came to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes. Back then, what did people do when they were in mourning? When somebody died, they covered themselves with ashes. It's symbolizing the finality of death. Remember, it's the scripture says, from dust you came, and to dust you shall return. Well, that's symbolized and pictured by somebody sprinkling ashes on themselves to remember someone that died. Death is the saddest human experience that we know. And even though we physically may not put ashes on ourselves all the time, really we are walking around mourning. It is as if God's people are constantly in a funeral.
其实你也能讲，确实上帝百姓常常在经历这款，那亲像是上帝这款的感觉。
Then Isaiah changes the image here.
不过在这，以赛亚讲，伊要做一寡改变。
What about such people?
讲对这款的人。
Isaiah says, secondly.Forget about the funeral. Let's go to a wedding. Isaiah's language speaks of this. It says he came to those to comfort those who mourn. But instead of giving them ashes to put on themselves, He would give them what the Hebrew text calls wedding clothes. Instead of fasting because of mourning, he would give them the oil of joy as one would put oil on himself to prepare for his wedding. Instead of letting his people walk around through with a spirit of fainting, a spirit of despair.
哦，那像讲有一个人，伊可能徛伫啊，伊伫只行，啊，不过伊其实心内是足艰苦的。
He would take those clothes off of us and give us wedding clothes.
伊要甲这款的艰苦哦，这款的衫，甲脱掉，甲脱掉，要互伊穿迄结婚迄款的欢喜喜气的衫。
This is how the Messiah comforts us.
这就是弥赛亚来的时阵，伊就是要安尼伊伫啦。
And his comfort is to those who are trusting in Him, His own.
安慰遐信靠伊的人。
He says, "Don't go to the funeral any longer. Rejoice in my wedding."
伊讲，恁卖阁去参加丧礼啊！啊，恁爱来遮来参加我的婚礼。
Then Isaiah says one more. He uses one more image here to talk about his comfort.
直接阁伊阁有讲到另外一款，阁另外一个比喻。
He says he came to change us.
伊讲伊要来改变咱。
He came to change our basic identity.
At
the end of verse 3, he says,
So they
will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. In many parts of the world, there's a tree called, that we call in English, a weeping willow.It's a tree with long branch, yeah, tree.
Yeah,
it looks like it's crying all the time. The branches are hanging low. You look at the tree and it looks like the branches are weeping tears. That's a picture of us without Messiah. Yeshua says, I came to change our basic identity. We no longer look like trees who are crying. We will be called oaks of righteousness. He would make us righteous.That would be our identity in Him. We are righteous in Him. We are no longer mourners in Him. We are righteous in Him. He will strengthen us with His Spirit and His healing and His preaching and His teaching so that we will walk strong and tall like an oak.
伊会用伊的教示，用伊的医治，用伊的宣告来帮助咱，来安慰咱。直到讲咱会当徛在在，亲像是公义的树啊，同款。
And finally, the very last phrase ties the whole thing together for us.
然后最后，咱会当看到。
We would be called the planting of the Lord.
伊讲，咱会当真做是耶和华所栽的、所种的。
People would look at the change in our life because of what Messiah would do for us.
当人看到咱的时阵，伊看到咱的改变。为什么伊看到？伊知影讲是耶和华是主在咱的心中所做。
And they would say, "What happened to you?"
因就会讲，到底是发生什么代志？你哪会变安尼
？And we would say, "I came to the Messiah."
哎，咱就会当讲，我因为认捌这个弥赛亚。
I believe in Him. I trust in Him.
因为我相信伊，因为我依靠伊。
He gave me His word.
伊将伊的话赏赐予我。
He gave me His spirit.
伊将伊的圣神来赏赐予我。
To enable me to live and to understand and to live His word.
好，我会当明白，会当了解，会当按照伊所谓伊讲的话来活。
It is because of Him that I walk straight and tall like an oak.
因为伊，所以我会当。我会当行事，我会当做人，我会当讲话，拢亲像一张树啊，安尼，遐尼啊坚固。
And in the end, Messiah's ministry would be such that when people see us, when what He would do for us, He will be glorified.
所以，咱讲人看到讲弥赛亚伫我这个人的心中所做的代志的时阵，就会当将荣光来归乎这个弥赛亚。
We have to close.
好，好，结束。Yeah. 因为时间到啊，先牧师足准时的 ，You need to pray.、
Yeah. So let's pray.
好，咱对你来祈祷。
Abba, thank you that you sent your Son, the servant Messiah, to us.
特别我真感谢你，你将你的奴仆弥赛亚来赏赐给我。
Thank you that He came to preach good news to us.
多谢你差派伊来将这个好消息传给我。
To heal us.
来医治我。
To proclaim freedom to us,
来宣告自由在我的生命中
and to comfort us,
并且来安慰我。
Thank you for all this, Father.
特别我感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Chesalachem of the Shalom, Me'at Elohim Avinu, Beha Adon Yeshua HaMashiach. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah.
愿恩惠平安从父我们的神和弥赛亚耶稣基督临到你们。
Amen.
Amen.